Today's episode of the Nick Bob Podcast is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. You know, you need energy efficiency when hosting a podcast, but you also need energy efficiency if you want the most out of your windows and doors. I'm on Pella's website right now. And how about this? One, two, three, four, five. Five different types of windows or doors by Pella won the Energy Star 2020 Most Energy Efficient Award. That's big time right there. For more information on how Pella can make your home more comfortable and energy efficient, check them out online at PellaOmaha.com. That's PellaOmaha.com. And the Nick Bob Podcast is brought to you by my pals at Runza. You know what's a great way to make someone's day? Send them some Runzas. Yep, you heard me. Runza can do that for you. Runza will bake, freeze, and send the world-famous Runza sandwiches right to your door or a loved one's door. It's like getting a letter from your grandma if letters were delicious sandwiches. Head over to Runza.com for more information and to ship some Runza sandwiches today. Again, that's Runza.com. Runza makes it all better. Okay, here we are. It is a Sunday afternoon here. It is April 18th, and Bo Robert Root is here. And Nebraska had an open practice yesterday. 3,200 fans were in attendance at Memorial Stadium. Bo Root was there. I was not there. I had some family obligations that I had to attend to that I could not get out of. So I could not come to the open practice. So Bo Root is going to be our eyes and our ears and our brains for everything taking away from this practice.
Nick, I'm down here live on the field. It's looking great. Sunny skies.
Arnie Pie, Arnie in the sky. Let's go down to Bo Root. Hey, real quick though. I almost gotta pull this up. So we had a lot of fun in our last wine pod, right? And with Ryan Held and his Twitter game.
Nick, don't tell me.
So Scott Baugh, shouts out to cousin Scott Baugh. He did a little recon going through things. Ryan Held, you had a theory that most people, if Rocky IV is your favorite Rocky, what other movie is usually in your top five?
Top Gun. This is a scientifically proven fact.
Well, it holds up.
What?
In our first case study of Ryan Held, there was a tweet that had, I feel the need for speed with Cruise and them on the ship, all that. So shouts out to Scott Baugh doing a little research for us. And how about this? So since our last pod, this would have been, he tweeted this on April 12th. Ryan Held tweets, Monday vibes. And it's a training scene from Rocky IV where he's in the, he's got the rope and he's just going underneath and uppercutting with the fire in the background.
Nick, does it hold true? Does it hold true?
I'm telling you. Ryan Held is my new favorite Twitter follow just because I want to see what he tweets out
right
movie
now
wise.
In somewhere up in the Northeast, maybe like Boston and Cambridge, right? There are mathematicians on a blackboard going, I think they've cracked the code, and they're writing out formulas right now.
Well,
cuz it's holding true.
I'm telling you, it made sense just hearing it. And so far, Ryan Held, huge Rocky IV guy.
Maybe he's a huge,
huge Top Gun guy.
Maybe he's a huge Nick Bob podcast guy.
You never know. He does follow me on Twitter.
Okay.
So maybe I need to somehow send some like little, dangle a little something out there. What if I, do I tweet out something that has a Rocky IV?
See these thumbs up.
And see if, see if it gets a like.
We're like out in the wild, like doing experiments like that.
There's Ryan Held. He sees the Rocky IV tweet.
Oh, no, he sees it. He's going near it. He's going near the Rocky IV. Let's see if he gives it a like. We're predicting a like. Oh, he did. He liked it.
He liked Top Gun.
He
liked it. But I think we've nailed Ryan Held, his Twitter game, and his favorite movie list.
I think I like Ryan Held more.
Usually our top, like, we want to get Frost on the pod at some point. I mean, is Ryan Held up there now? Do we just want to bring him on the pod and just throw this at him and see how he reacts?
I think we have to. We can't tell him about the theory.
We just got to throw it out. Yeah. Like, hey, so what do you think of Top Gun?
Pretty good, right? Leading questions. We'll give him a leading question.
Leading questions. I love it. Okay, so I wanted to update you on Ryan Held and his Twitter situation.
Oh, that makes me happy.
But yeah, that's just it. Well, and every one of his tweets, like people were like, at tweet, so any tweet would get at tweeted at me. Reinhold's got to be looking at Twitter like, why are people tweeting at Nick Baugh my tweets with Rocky and Top Gun and all that stuff?
Oh, but, man. I mean,
the Monday vibes with Rocky doing uppercuts.
Kind of in those Monday vibes.
Oh, I like Reinhold. Okay.
Kind of with
open practice, Saturday afternoon. Do we want to, let's start with, like, it's hard to swoop in for one day, one practice, yeah, and take anything to the bank, right?
Yep.
But should we just be irresponsible? Can I, and can I just, the first thing I wrote down to you was Kool-Aid candidate of the day. Who was, what guy did you leave? Just seeing him, watching him move, and you, when you walked out, someone said, Kool-Aid here, get your Kool-Aid. And would you have gone over and chug Kool-Aid for what player?
I know who you're thinking.
That just because based on Twitter had a lot of Kool-Aid love for a certain individual.
Yes, and I've already had
you've thrown up the Kool-Aid.
I'm holding off.
You had a bad experience with the Kool-Aid.
I'm really holding off on that Kool-Aid. I'm gonna go I'm gonna go young Kool-Aid.
Whoa. New Kool-Aid? A new flavor of Kool-Aid?
I'm gonna go new flavor Kool-Aid.
Who? Will Richard Nixon?
Our young German friend. Takeaway is I thought that the young quarterback, ooh, Harburg, it looked like that because they were letting him run with, they were doing like ones and twos, and then it was like the young guy, and like it was like, but he got every rep. To me, I was like, I was watching that young guy throw and run, and he looked different than the other quarterback. I mean, Martinez, by the way, Martinez looks good, like good. Martinez looks lean and
he's been on the Beau Rude smoothie every morning plan.
Yeah, so I put a little Kool-Aid in my smoothie when I think of Adrian Martinez.
Oh, so you're mixing smoothies.
I'm mixing smoothies.
Okay, all right. Mixing Kool-Aid.
But my surprise Kool-Aid of the day
was Heinrich?
I think he's going to be our second string quarterback going into next fall.
Whoa.
He showed like the tools he had are real, and he had a couple of times where he took off running. You go, oh, that looks right.
So because that's the thing. I think the thing about him that is undeniable is just the measurables, the looks, the ball that people have said the ball just has a way of just popping out of his hands.
Biggest arm on the team. He's got the tools. Like he's big.
He's 6'5"?
6'4", 6'5". At least 6'4". He's not like big, but he's also not a twig. He's, you know, he's 210 pounds.
Yeah, that.
And he can run.
Yeah, I was going to say, can he move?
I bet you if you timed the quarterbacks, I mean, he's probably straight line faster than Martinez. Maybe not as agile, but like when he gets going like straight, fast.
Oh, God.
And the thing with him, like
you
any of these quarterbacks,
just
is
rocking my world.
Do
right
you
now
have the it thing? Can you make quick decisions?
Right,
can you take
right
care
there's
of the
a
ball
lot of guys that look good, have the measurables and look good, but can't then go translate it to.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if this guy's got it. The tools, though, like the one thing we haven't had in a lot of our quarterbacks the last few years is like, this guy's got all the tools. You could see it in 5 seconds. You're like, he has them.
Right.
But now the question is like, can he develop past that? I guess my quick takeaway is like Adrian's going to be the guy, no doubt.
But
I'm saying that I think that young kid's going to jump to
our
backup.
Hold on. That's a pretty bold proclamation there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Running
so
with the threes.
Okay, well, so, I mean, because that was the other thing is we're just kind of you got the wheel. I'm just telling you where to. You're okay. Okay, so Logan Smothers. Just because sometimes just because you like a guy more doesn't mean you dislike a guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was basically like if you had the other quarterbacks looked fine. Well, I mean, they were just doing.
But you walked past the Logan Smothers Kool-Aid and went straight to the Heinrich Harburg Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it's like like Karen's decent looking, right? But look at like that. You know, it's like, whoa, look at that girl. It's like.
Well, here's the,
that
like,
one girl's
like
very attractive. That girl's, she's average.
Here's the thing. She's not my type. She's not my type. But Monica on Friends, attractive. But she's not Rachel.
That's it. I think there's a Rachel in the house. I think there's a Rachel. Oh, I love we went friends.
You think Heinrich Harburg's got Rachel Green?
I mean, see, now we've done it. Now you just tricked me. You just tricked me.
I want to paint you in corners.
You just
I'm going to do it
me.
The whole day. I'm sorry. But okay, so hold on, though. Let's talk about Monica Geller, a.k.a. Logan's mother.
We did
mothers.
Not just give somebody a Rachel Green.
I mean,
Green
Rachel, a young rating. Rachel.
That's like an all-time. I mean, a young Rachel. 90s, any of us from the 90s Man. Know that's speaking
or
really
Or we could go even further back. Lisa Turtle, Jesse Spano got it going on. But Kelly Kapowski was
pinnacle.
She was the thing, you know?
Yeah, Jesse Spano.
If you had to go out to dinner and a movie and then maybe to make out point with Lisa Turtle, Jesse Spano, or Kelly Kapowski, you choose it.
Oh, Kapowski? I mean, is that even a question? I think Lisa Turtle's was an easy close second. But Jesse.
Oh, really? You were into what about Stacey Carosi? From Malibu Sands in the summer with Zach Morris.
So now we're talking here because now Stacey Carosi is making a run on Lisa. But I'm probably still going Lisa on that.
Well, they made Jesse Spano out to be like, she looks 6'4" on the show.
Yeah. She
is she that tall?
I don't know. She seemed like
She seemed taller than AC Slater, Zach, everyone.
Yeah. I don't know. She never gave me the right vibe.
This is awesome. Kapowski. You had me sweating. Okay. Sorry, we veered off track.
Who would you take Kapowski, right?
Oh, God, yeah. Kelly Kapowski. Was...
It's not much of a question.
No. No.
But Lisa's nice. I like
Lisa's got game. I'm not going to front on Lisa. Okay. So Logan Smothers. So talk to me about... So you think... What's the?
I just didn't seem like I nothing stood
out. And again,
out.
It's hard because you're swooping in for one day and.
So this is where let's real. I'm gonna retract a lot of my Kool-Aid. Like let's simmer the Kool-Aid down on the predictions. But you can't know until they go live, right?
No question. Like you're not getting legitimately sacked.
Yeah.
You're
what
not,
can I
like,
say about Smothers until Smothers? I want to see Smothers because I think. Smothers was supposedly really fast in high school.
He was kind of Mackenzie Milton-ish, wasn't he?
Yeah, so I think he's like a runner as much as he can throw.
I heard Sam McEwen, might have been on Severe and Binning, said that he thought Smothers was the fastest quarterback since Taylor Martinez.
I think he was like a track guy. I just have never seen him run or throw, really.
I think everyone needs to – because there was also talk last year of Luke McCaffrey being like the second coming of like Crouch and Taylor – slow down a little bit on that stuff.
This is the truth is, we know nothing about Harburg's ability to play at the college level. Like, I don't know if he can do it.
Right.
But what I will say is this. The difference between I don't know if Smothers or Harburg's better, I don't know. What I can tell you this is – if you're gonna miss on 6'5" and fast the big arm, where right. like that's what I think when we with McCaffrey was like, we missed on 6'1", doesn't have an arm.
He was like a not, and he kind of wasn't a thrower, and he kind of wasn't fully a quarterback. He was more of an athlete playing quarterback.
Yeah, it was sort of like, and that's where it's like, I guess it's nice to be like, well. He has everything you need
right.
if he can put it together. Like it's good to see that like somebody with all the skill sets you need. The one X factor is he got the mind and the sort of like intangibles it takes to put it all together.
Sometimes in recruiting, there is an element of like if somebody's just got those things. Now there's always a balance of this of like you can't sell out to having a bunch of guys that look the part, but. You're not sure how they can play. But sometimes, like, I think to, like, Justin Patton at Creighton, he was a diamond in the rough guy, and Darren DeVries, assistant coach Greg McDermott, saw him, and it's like, this dude is 6'11". He can move. He's long. He's raw. But, like, if you're going to miss, let's miss on 6'11", can run. Like, and he turns out to be a one-and-done dude.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
I guess that's my point, was, like, you want to see somebody, you know, what they look like, how they move, how they throw, and it sort of checked all the boxes. We're like, oh, that looks right. But like, still, there's that next level of quarterbacking that you have to have more than anything.
That you're not going to be able to tell in a practice anyway.
You can't tell until the people rush him. He's got to make a decision under pressure. He gets hit. All the things that matter.
That you don't know right now.
All
you could go off of is swooping in one day.
Yeah, and the bad part about these practices is even like a little bit the scrimmages is like you don't really get to see it until it's like they turn it loose.
Yeah.
And even the scrimmages, they like, not trying to hurt those quarterbacks.
Right, right.
So, but like I said, I was.
But this is great. I didn't expect this. I wrote down Kool-Aid Canada of the Day, I didn't expect this.
Let's tell.
Hold on. I'm going to back up because I want to just real quick. Give me any. Martinez looked good, though.
Martinez looked good.
Is he look slimmer?
Yeah.
Like, is that a real thing?
Leaner. I think it's like, you know, that half step. Like, I think the half step's back.
Okay, good.
The freshman year half step.
Because you remember his freshman year. Remember his first touchdown run against Colorado?
Yeah.
Like, dude drops a guy, and then his acceleration was pretty impressive down the sideline to score on his first touchdown run. Like, I think people sometimes forget, like, he wasn't a burner, but, like, he had a pretty good little pop to him.
He had a nice 0-30. Like yards.
Yeah.
That's kind of his sweet spot. Like, he's not a guy that looks good running 100 meters. He looks good running 40.
Right.
And that's kind of what I think he lost that step, some of that quickness, like a half a step the last 2 years, just being a little heavy. Being, you know, he got injured a little
bit.
Knee, shoulder.
Yeah.
He's heavy. I think he loses a half a step, which, you know, I think just for his own confidence, like, you know, he's going to feel a lot more sure of himself when he pulls it or when they call a run play. And the defense is going to be that much more like, oh, he looks good. You know, like, it's
well, good, because good. As much as, you know, it's always fun to talk about the new, you know, the new girl in the class with Heinrich Harburg. But, I mean, at the end of the day, like, Martinez is the dude, you know.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get your quick thoughts on this. Okay, what I assumed the Kool-Aid candidate of the day, based on Twitter and what even you and I, we went out and had dinner last night, drank a couple of, you know, a couple beers and all that. And I thought it was going to be Omar Manning because people, this guy's been an enigma and he comes in highly touted. You don't see much of him. You don't see really any of him. But he looks different, does he not?
He's in the Harburg portfolio of good-looking women that make the rest of their peers look bad in comparison.
I'm trying to go to another TV show with multiple. I'll think of something, but yeah, it. But he,
like, good-looking girls look average next to that girl.
Right.
That's kind of what Omar and Harburg are doing.
Because, but that's the sense I got from Twitter yesterday that the majority of what stole the day, whether you're reading Sip's column, Sam's column, whatever, and then Twitter, what stole the day were the wide receivers, period.
Yeah.
That everyone felt like that group really looks different.
Yes.
Would you agree with that
completely
assessment?
So think about this. So think of who we played last year. Basically, it was Falk.
Lever,
Wandale, and
Cade Warner.
That's our top four
right
there. Okay. A little bit of Betts. Mixing, like, end of the year, a little bit of Martin, right?
Yeah.
This year, right now, you're seeing Torre, Omar Manning, Betts, Oliver Martin.
Yeah, which I'm kind of.
And
Will and Nixon.
And Nixon, right? And then you sprinkle in Falk and
Lever.
Yeah. Which those guys, I think, are going to contribute, right? So we look different, right? But I guess the thing that was, like, stood out is, like, Omar Manning was making plays that you go, we haven't had anybody that can make those kinds.
So he looks like he's, he's got that, like.
But
again, it's
last
not.
Year
we all, we
is
all.
Why
need
I'm, I yes, will
you,
not.
It's
drink
why
this.
You turned down the Kool-Aid
I
and went with the Harburg Kool-Aid.
Right. And the other thing I want to see out of Omar Manning, and this might be a small thing, but to me it says a lot, is like, I think the guys that are taking lots of reps.
Yes.
Like, I felt like Torre and Martin are taking lots of reps, which to me tells me, like, they know the playbook the best right now. Even though Torre's new, he's taking in a lot of reps.
Picking it up. Yep.
Nixon was taking a lot of reps too, right? And I felt like Omar's still, like, they sprinkle him in here and there, which tells me he's, like, he hasn't got his feel yet.
Okay.
So I don't know that you can count on him to be the guy that can dominate the whole game, because that means you're not running as many different types of routes. You're not on the field as much.
Yep.
To be the guy receiver, you got to be out there every play,
right?
He might be a situational guy right now. It's kind of what I'm seeing. Like,
okay.
But he's
that's
also
an interesting observation.
But Nick, he hasn't been on the field that much. It's been his first spring. Really.
Yeah.
He didn't play at all last year. And same way with Betts. Betts has been a little bit more situational. He's been like their deep threat guy. But I think he needs to get to where he's running every route, not just like a couple routes.
Right.
Does that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense.
Like the good receivers are like,
yeah,
any route from any position, you can count on me to do it.
Every down guy, any route.
Yeah. And so I felt like Martin looked crisp. I liked him. I liked his look. I think he's going to be on the field a lot next year.
What is he like? Is he a, and I, you know, this is classic, like compare white receiver to another white wide receiver. Like, is he a Todd Peterson type of, like, what's his, is he a Brandon Riley?
He's probably more built like a Westerkamp.
Okay.
And he's a pretty dang good athlete is what I'd say. He's like,
yeah.
He was the Gatorade player of the year out of Iowa.
Yes.
Which tells you something. I think that's high praise. You know, and you know, like some sort of swim champ. You know, he's really if you can
and
jump
his weight room, his yeah. testing numbers,
if you
his
can
performance
jump 40
index
inches,
numbers.
So he jumps verticals 40 inches, which tells me like
you got some.
You are elite. You're an elite athlete if you jump over 36 to 38 inches. Like you are elite.
Yeah, you're
to
a freak.
Me that tells me he's an elite athlete. With some of these markers. And I like the way he was running routes personally. That's what I liked about him is he ran the routes. They say he wins the one-on-ones all the time.
Yeah.
And I watched him. He won basically everyone he went on.
So, but
and,
overall, you would agree with, because I would say the main takeaway from some people, now a lot of this is a product of your expectation level based on what has been the case for years.
Yeah.
And years here with the wide receivers leaving a lot to be desired. But you've, like, that group was a big question mark heading into the offseason, and at least at this point, you feel like it. You feel decent about that group.
It can't be worse than last year. It will be better than last year, without a doubt in my mind. But I'm going to actually slow the roll on the receivers until I see consistency. Right? I think getting Manning and Betts like in more reps. Like they just got to get more reps to where they can run more routes.
Because
if those guys can't, it's going to be too obvious. Like when they come in and they're only running two or three routes, it limits
sure.
the offense. They need to be able to run the whole thing. And Touré's got it. Like Touré's had, I think, had some tweaks
yeah.
or something. He's been a little slowed down, but he needs to get really comfortable. Because I think he looked good. I think they just need to get him more comfortable. And then all of a sudden we're enough. If we got Martin, Betts, Touré, and Manning all actually participating, then I'll start drinking Kool-Aid. I just feel like it's still they're feeling their way into it.
Totally.
Right?
And I think we all understand, like, let's preface everything with like nothing. They still gotta go do it in a game. This is just kind of like swooping in, being superficial
yes.
and judging looks and just how someone
looks,
moves.
How you
and,
move
yeah.
and like you if you pass those check marks, you go, well, they've never passed those before necessarily.
And which is all you can kind of do in a scenario like this, whether it's an open practice
yeah.
or even the spring game. You're just swooping in and you're just window shit. You're looking through the window of like, ooh, look at that. That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
Real quick, Will Nixon, like he's a name that's come up a lot. Like, what's he like? What's his game?
So
is he a slot guy?
He'll be the slot. So he'll be taking Wandale's position.
Okay.
Like the duck R. So think of that. Think of what Wandale did. You get some motions. Swing passes, slot routes. He's a guy I like because he's a coach's kid, right?
Okay, you told me that,
and
yeah.
He ended up playing, moving to running back his senior year in high school in Texas
right.
and, like, tore it up. He's pretty dang good at running back. So he's a guy that if you get the ball in his hands, like, I trust him running it. I thought he looked good. I thought he looked nice. He's obviously going to be a little slow coming off a knee injury.
I was going to say he got hurt last year. That's why he
yeah.
didn't. Okay.
But he's a nice, we need him because like I said, the, we've actually now our receivers have gotten a little bit bigger and longer, and it's maybe not quite as good for like those quick handoffs or quick.
I guess when when we list Manning, Martin, Betts, Ture, none of those guys really, from what I know of them, fit the Duck R position.
Because Ture's playing slot, but
he's a pass catcher.
He's long. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a different kind of build.
Manning and Betts are big bodied.
Down the field,
guys. Oliver Martin, you know, the way you described him isn't a Duck R guy. You need someone at that spot that still is vital for this offense in a variety of ways.
Yes.
So Will Nixon's probably going to be important. What about the tight ends? Anything? Did you get a sense of Fedoni, how he was moving?
Fedoni looks good. He's young. He's still
thin,
lean.
That's
the part that. I think if I were to take my quick takeaway is like they're going to try to get him on the field, but he's not going to probably be the starter. It's going to be the two older guys look solid.
Yeah, like, Vogelek and Austin Allen are good players.
They're good players, but you just figure out like, okay, if somebody's got to go in there and block, like it's not going to be Fedoni. Like,
right.
Fedoni's going into like he's going to go run some routes and try to get open, and he's got. I mean, we're talking about length a lot right now. His length is.
How tall is he? Is he 6'6"?
He's 6'5" with arms that hang down to his knees.
Okay, I like it.
You know those types? Yeah. That's the secret sauce in my book when it comes to like receivers is like I don't care if you're 6 foot or 6'5". I want to see how long your arms are because all of a sudden that's the stuff where you can get to these balls that other people can't.
Yeah.
And he's 6'5" and long arms. Like that's the stuff, good hands. I mean he'll give him a year, and it's like he's dangerous.
What's unfortunate is I think we said this on the last podcast. We both agreed that the biggest question mark and position group we're most concerned with on a variety of levels is running back.
Yeah.
And that group has its issues, and it's had its injury issues now in the spring, where Marquise Stepp basically is not participating in spring ball because he had to have some little minor surgery. And then yesterday at open practice, Sevion Morrison, obviously Stepp, Ramir Johnson, and Gabe Irvin were all out.
Yeah.
So the only running backs of note that were on the field yesterday were Ronald Tompkins, Marvin Scott, and Jacquez Yant.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your – because this is concerning. Like, there's a lot of positive things coming out of spring ball, but the running back thing has to get figured out, and – how this has gone so far is, and it's no one's fault necessarily. I mean, injuries are a part of it, but this is concerning. I guess for the guys that you saw yesterday, we've seen Tompkins, we've seen Scott. Yant's kind of an interesting story, but what any big takeaways? And if you walk past the running back Kool-Aid spot, you're full from your Harburg.
You know,
your Harburg Kool-Aid.
When it comes to running backs, I almost think of like, you know, like you looked out at your lawn, there's a nice big question mark out there, and you went inside, did some things, and you heard the sprinklers on. You went, looked at the window, and the question mark just got bigger. Like it just grew.
Yeah.
Like
right.
The watching the running backs yesterday and just being like, the question mark got bigger to me. Like, oh yeah, like I don't know. I didn't see anybody that's like, oh, there's our guy, and there's just so many scholarship guys hurt.
All right, let's take a quick break from the podcast to talk about White Castle Roofing. You know, one of the best decisions I've made was calling White Castle Roofing when my roof had some hail damage back in the day to my old house in Omaha. I needed experts. I needed people I can trust. That's White Castle. White Castle Roofing made the entire process so easy and so smooth, and they did a great job. They communicate every step of the way in their crews. They're knowledgeable. They care about the details, and cleanup is a top priority. So if you need experts, you can trust. White Castle Roofing is the answer. In fact, I'm dealing with a leak in my roof in my new house, and you know who I called immediately? Of course, White Castle. Ben from White Castle came to the house last week, took a look at things, and we already got the ball rolling on what to do next. When it comes to your roof, you need people you can trust. And trust me, you can trust the good people at White Castle. Check them out, whitecastleroofing.com. White Castle Roofing, built with trust. Proven by time. And the Nick Bob Podcast is brought to you by my friends at Runza. There is nothing better than hearing from an old high school football teammate like my former offensive lineman Brett Altman on Twitter, where he went out and he tried the Reuben Runza and loved it. That's what I'm talking about, baby. And my dad, my father, he got his Reuben Runza game right. He gave it two thumbs up. Again, Reuben Runza is available at all Runza locations. It's everything you love about a Reuben wrapped up inside the greatness of a Runza sandwich. So make sure you stop out to Runza, try the brand new Reuben Runza. And speaking of Runzas, don't forget that every Runza is made to order, meaning you can add anything in the kitchen, within reason, to add on a Runza. Since everyone starts as an original Runza, you can add pickles or ketchup or ranch, whatever. It is up to you. So whether you get a Reuben Runza or get creative and add something to an original Runza, you know it's going to be delicious. So head out to Runza today, and while you're there, tell them your buddy, your pal, Nick Baugh sent you. And the Nick Baugh Podcast is brought to you by my friends at Pella Windows and Door. You know, when it's time to get a new set of windows or a new door, you got to go with Pella. Why? Because they can provide window and door solutions to any home. They can turn your window and door remodeling dreams into a reality. And because the people are great, Vince and Steve and Clint and Brian, the whole gang, they are all fantastic. And you know what else is fantastic? Knowing that you're going to be working with Pella and only Pella the entire time. Do you realize that when you work with some other window companies, all of a sudden questions pop up like who's going to install it? Who's going to pre-finish it? Who's doing that? And before you know it, you're working with like four or five different people. Oh my God. Ugh. You want the convenience and simplicity of working with one company, not three or four. That is Pella. Check them out on the web, PellaOmaha.com. That's PellaOmaha.com. Back to the podcast. And that's like, what's hard about it. Like that, all the guys I named.
That I don't know or trust yet. So.
Well, there's a chance, at least on paper, your top three, your three deep at running back were all guys that were out yesterday in no particular order. And Step, Gabe Irvin, and Sevion Morrison.
Yeah. I think that's probably one of those three who have basically, they've never carried the ball for Nebraska yet. And so our top three potentially, like we've freaking never seen, and we don't know anything about it. It's a really weird spot to be in. So I there's not any Kool-Aid right now because we have it's a weird amount of injuries and a weird amount of uncertainty and inexperience.
Makes me really nervous, man. I mean, you just
no experience.
Yeah,
there's none.
Because, again, it was a huge question mark going in, and then you absorb practice reports, media sessions, who's out, all this stuff, and then even yesterday, and you're like, man, there isn't a whole lot. Again, you never know what's going to happen in general, and you take everything with a grain of salt, but at least the wide receiver question mark on paper right now, you feel a little bit better about it now than you did at the end of the season.
You see it on paper. You saw the measurables. You saw some actual movement and performance yesterday. Like, okay. It makes you feel good. You just didn't see that out of the running backs yet. So the running backs, the biggest question mark, I'm not saying it's not there. We haven't got to see it yet.
Yeah. Anything with the O-line, it's hard. I mean.
I watched them a little bit.
You know.
But I just didn't watch them quite as closely.
Sure.
They look, here's what I will say about, and I'll throw in the defensive line with the, we are looking the part.
Right.
Like it didn't. Offensive line, defensive line. I went down there, I went down by the defensive line. I was like, check.
Yeah, they got the size and all that stuff.
A lot of people with the size.
Right.
Sometimes it's like, oh, the starters look
good. Who is the most physically that you hadn't been around that you're like, that guy? Because I always love doing that with basketball when I get to go to shoot arounds or whatever. It's one thing to watch on film and all that stuff or watch on TV, and then you get around and like, wow, that guy's a lot bigger than I thought he was. Was there anyone that stood out to you that you were like, holy smokes, look at the butt on that.
Look at the butt on that guy. For the sake of, I'll refrain from saying
Cam Taylor Britt walks by, you're like, holy smokes, look at the butt on that.
I mean, I don't know that anybody that I wasn't expecting to be big. I guess it's just when you go down in person.
You forget, man.
You forget these dudes are big.
You forget.
Just big. The defensive linemen
are big.
Were
big motherfuckers.
There was three. I mean, there was three rows of three. They were all just huge human beings.
Right.
I was like, yep. Like those are big dudes.
Isn't it funny? It's so easy to lose that sense of you watch TV and you lose the frame of reference of it. But never forget. These dudes are enormous. Ty Robinson, these guys are enormous human beings.
Yeah, and I even will say from like a few years ago, it's like, you know, when you have the Davis twins on the line, they're not huge guys. They're like 6 feet, like 290. Like,
right.
They're just like, you know, they walk in the room, you're like, oh, this guy's big. But then all of a sudden you see like 6'6", like 320, and you're like, oh my gosh.
Was Snacks out there? Was he getting a snack?
Snacks was... I think he was fully snacked up. He was ready. He had his snacks. I think he must have had his snacks.
I'm disappointed in the amount of snacks coverage yesterday. Not a lot of snack chatter. Chatter, but you know, you can't get it all, I guess, from these things. real quick before we go to the defense, because we're already going to the defense real quick. It's a bullshit question. Because we were trying to figure out if Nebraska needs to go out and get a quarterback at the end of, like, still TBD, or did you feel like...
I just saw today they signed a walk-on from Alabama for the 2021 class. So this is somebody that's going to be here this fall. So they signed another walk-on. I know we've talked about the I think, to me, this is going to come down to Harburg.
Okay.
If Harburg keeps developing, they might go... Do we need a veteran backup, or do we want to turn the young Colt loose?
And it's weird, and it's just a weird situation because again, you'd be hitting someone in the transfer portal to come in that isn't coming in. You're not going to ask them to start because Martinez has that spot. So it's a weird spot. I just didn't know if you had any thoughts.
Yeah,
on
I think the other kid from Kearney is the Matt Masker kid. Yeah. I don't know that he's not number two right now.
Okay,
like I don't know where they rank between Smothers and him. I think they got Harburg running with the twos or threes, but I see with my eyes, like, they're having Harburg and Fedoni over there getting lots of reps.
Okay.
So they're not running with the ones and twos, but it's like, I saw those guys as like, dudes are like, but we have a plan for you.
Gotcha.
The plan is, how many reps can you get so that you can maybe help us?
Defensively, we've already talked about Snacks and company looking the part in terms of size. But obviously, there's no Ben Stilley for spring, no JoJo Doman. Mm-hmm. But overall, you have a lot of familiar faces that have produced. Do you want to start linebackers? How'd a Northern Iowa guy look?
Good. He looks solid. Right now, though, the issue for him is Henrich and Reimers looking
ballers.
Really nice. I mean, that – so my brother's in a great spot. His guys are, I think, the strength of...
Feel good about that group.
In terms of top to bottom, like, they got five deep right now.
Right.
They got Reimer and Henrich. They got Kovalarik and Honus. And then they got Snodgrass. Apparently, Snodgrass really understands football. Like, high praise coming out of him understanding the game. So I think they got five guys they feel really good about at the inside position. There's two spots. I mean, they're really like – they're going to be fighting to stay.
And what's crazy is, I mean, you got Heinrich and – or you got Reimer and Nick Henrich there.
Yeah.
Honus is the most experienced of all the – like, and he might be on the outside looking in.
Honus will – when he gets back and healthy, I think that he'll play. I bet they're going to rotate. And maybe they'll rotate four guys, right? But they're not rotating five guys.
No.
So they might rotate three. They might rotate four. But, you know, it's going to be a fight to get to that top three for those guys. There's five for three right now, maybe.
That's so exciting. I mean, because, man, Reimer's an intriguing dude.
Yeah, and Henrich – I think Henrich is – like, Henrich has got some ability.
Well, hold on. Would you drink any Henrich Kool-Aid when you walked out? Defensive Kool-Aid.
Henrich is still probably a year away strength-wise, but he looked kind of big yesterday. I was like, me and my dad walked by and we're like, God, Henrich looks big.
Yeah.
For him, you know, because he's a leaner build, but like, man, it was like he didn't look small. He's 6'3 and all, six four.
How big is Reimer?
He
seems
six,
smaller.
6'1, but 220, but like. He's got.
He can move and
he's jacked. Yeah, he's jacked and he runs. You know, he's fast. He's got.
Who's the fastest linebacker?
Reimer. Yeah.
Sideline to sideline.
He's just straight line. He's fastest.
Right. Yeah. Who's got the best instincts? Reimer.
Reimer and Henrich. I'd say.
I think Honus is the hardest hitter.
Honus
will knock your ass.
I was talking
in the last Tuesday.
Yeah.
Send your ass back in time, dog.
Honus just wears a sticker that says Tuesday in his helmet. He just walks around like
perpetually sending cats to last Tuesday.
He just mumbles to himself. It's almost Tuesday. Tuesday. It's a Tuesday.
Oh, man. Why do you pander to my stupidity, okay? That way.
Knock his ass back to Tuesday.
I don't think that's even a phrase. I want to make that a thing. Good. That's a good phrase. Like, listen, that's man, so he'll good. Knock your ass into last Tuesday. Yeah, no one wants to get hit to last Tuesday.
Actually, it's kind of great, because right? Because you're like, sir, wake up. What day is it? It's like, I think it's Tuesday. It's like, no, it's college Saturday. It's a Saturday game. You're in concussion protocol. We're going to take you inside, sir. I think it's Tuesday. I got class, right? No.
I'm late for class. No.
Did I miss class?
Another bonus victim. Kid thought it was Tuesday. Oh my God. Okay. That's so stupid. Okay, anything else on the linebackers? Is that pretty hard hitting analysis?
I think that's hard hitting analysis.
God, I love the Have you been watching the – you saw the one with Martinez, I'm sure, the Through Our Eyes?
I have been.
I'm a sucker for that stuff. I think they're doing – those are really well done.
That's how you recruit in the – you have to do that stuff now to sell the program. Because to me, I don't know about you, whenever I watch those, I feel better about the program.
So do I. Like, wow. Well, I just – the latest one I watched was the Pipeline one with all the O-linemen. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn. Listen, I know it's easy to talk and to have talk, but like, man, they just – you felt better listening to them talk. And then the one with, it was Cam Taylor-Britton, was it DeSmuke was the other guy?
Yeah.
Those two guys, like, those, I like those two guys a lot.
Deontay and DeSmuke, yeah.
Yes. It was Deontay and DeSmuke.
I think that, like, you learn about the players. They kind of get to, get to learn, get to.
They humanize them a little bit.
Humanize the players, get to kind of, those guys get to build their brand up and. But what's also cool is I think it's showing little tidbits of like, man, these guys are practicing hard. Like they're being physical. Like,
right. They won it. You know,
yeah, like when you see him hit, did you see when Cam Taylor Britt,
Cam lit up homeboy?
Like that makes people go like, oh, that's what that guy's about.
Right.
And you get to see those dudes hit. Actually, I kind of wanted to tell you, like, did you see that drill?
Yeah. What? I've never seen. That was so, like an elongated Oklahoma. Like,
so I hadn't. The video doesn't even do it service. Like, so they set it up in the practice yesterday, right?
Oh, okay.
It's this big alley, and there's three levels. It's D-line, O-line, linebacker tight end, DB receiver, and they're all like 10 yards apart. And they hand it, and the running back's sprinting like 30 yards through like the maze field of like these people trying to get him. So the they're just banging, and then they're trying to make the tackles. But there's three levels of it.
Wow.
So they're all just
fighting.
Because
usually the Oklahoma is just one.
It's just one, and sometimes they add a ball carrier.
Right.
This is like Oklahoma drill, like three layers of a cake almost. Like, yes. Whoa. So you're running the gauntlet.
I've never seen that. I meant to ask you about that.
I'd never seen that, and I saw it on one of those videos.
Yes, Cam came in.
And then I was like, oh, I didn't realize it was three levels, not two.
But Cam came in. Those guys.
Punked him.
Oh. Well, that's the thing. Again, they'll knock your ass in the last Tuesday, too.
Those guys go to Tuesday?
They know. They send the people to Tuesday all the time. But those guys, I mean, they got a bunch of targeting calls. Like, those guys want to. I mean, they even said it in the thing. They're like, this isn't lollipop football. Like, we're going to come and hit you. And that's not like, you can say what you want about those guys. The one thing those guys are is they're physical.
That's what I've really loved to see. So, we're talking about the defense. I still think our issue is pass rush.
Yes.
Sacking the quarterback. But you take away the pass rush. Man, I'll say this. The best I've felt about the defense since they've been here is minus the pass rush situation.
Yeah.
Everything else, I feel like, man, like. Oh. We're more physical. We got experience. I feel pretty good about
our
DBs.
Pretty good about run defense. Pretty solid.
Yeah.
Depth at linebacker we talked about. Experience secondary that is physical.
The first string you should feel really good about. Don't know as much about the second string, but like the first string defensive backs, they got a lot of experience.
Yeah.
And Cam Taylor-Britt.
Man, I love that dude.
Probably our best player.
I will stay drinking Cam Taylor-Britt Kool-Aid every day.
Yeah, that's the Cam juice. That's his
the
thing.
Cam. That's the Cam juice that I like a lot.
Yeah, I think he's probably our best player. I watched him he punked out Levi Falk again yesterday on the short thing. He just like checked him, and I was just like,
I mean, he came, that video got me. I mean, he came in and just
But see, I mean, that's what you want to see.
You live that world. You know what that world's like, where it's like mano a mano.
Mm-hmm.
It is two bighorn sheep coming at. I mean, it is just like boom.
But it's just good. It's good to see those guys. I see some of the physicality. Like they really. I think in the practice they reined it in yesterday. They weren't trying to get people hurt.
Yeah.
So there was they didn't do any to the ground stuff.
Which makes sense. Yeah.
It was all tag off, and that's fine. But I see the physicality improving.
I just love the through our eyes stuff. I've really enjoyed. I just think it's easy to. It's easy to think of the football more so than any other sport. It's easy to act like these aren't human. You know, it's like because you don't see their faces. They're just the name and the helmet, and you don't like. It's just been cool to humanize those guys a little bit. Special team sounds like there wasn't much there. We don't even need to. I mean, because they did a lot of drills.
They did a lot of drills.
Yeah. Okay. Any big take? No, yeah. Okay.
Lots of drills.
Two things we're out of here because we're at about 40 minutes. This has been perfect. When we were eating last night and drinking, you mentioned something about the. I'm curious because I'm sure people are curious. Practice structure. Were you impressed with the organization? Talk to me as a guy that's been with the Patriots, the Browns, the Bucks. Obviously with Callahan, with like you've been with Frank, with like so you've been around a lot of coaches. What did you think of the practice structure?
I thought it was really efficient. Okay. Like as efficient as I've ever seen. Like they did stations, which I think ends up being more. Time efficient, so they did a ton of tackling, special teams work on avoiding blocks, taking out, you know, like
yeah.
And they had all these stations, and they moved from thing to thing. I was really impressed with the efficiency of it. So
okay,
I thought they did a great job of being efficient, especially when the fundamentals has been
because you want practice to move, but you want it to be detailed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
So it wasn't just like, hey, we're trying to get as many. Regular play reps as possible. It was like we're trying to hit all these different drills get everybody as many reps as possible. And that's like usually you go from one to the other, and your position coach is changing the bet. Like no, they were just like flown to the
Love
next
it.
Thing. So
Love
it was it.
It
was good.
Last thing overall, like the whole concept of having open practices, whether it's to the media. I don't like having. Too many, like Riley used to have a lot of open practices, and I think you can get yourself into trouble with letting the media come in and watch practice all the time. Like, because I've always had the line of practice should be a safe place to fail.
Yeah.
Like, Heinrich Harburg can't be worrying about throwing two picks in a certain drill and having that getting reported in the Lincoln Journal Star the next day. And it's like, well, Jesus Christ, it's practice, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but I do think I'm glad. I feel like this was a roaring success because every once in a while it's good to open the door, let people in, swoop in and see it. Like I mean you're not going to have a whole bunch of these, but I thought this was. It seems like this was a good positive thing.
This is for recruiting as much as anything. Like this is a chance that I don't know how many recruits came, but this was a chance. Like if you're a recruit,
right,
you have a chance to come. Like if you want to, I know there was a couple kids from Kansas that drove up that are. Guys were looking at, and they come to the practice, right? So you get a chance to show it off to some recruits, and letting the fans come and see.
It's
fans
great.
Are dying to see it, you
well,
know.
And
so.
I don't know. It was for me. I remember. I do think because usually your season's going on during that time, it's hard to get to practices.
Yeah,
like for me, it was a big deal. I remember when I went on one of my unofficial visits during the season, I got to watch a Roy Williams practice.
Yeah.
And that helps too, because let's be honest, it's one thing to see game day, but it's another thing. Like, I guess what I'm just saying is like, that's a recruiting thing that you don't hear a lot about of like, I think seeing a practice and getting a sense of what that would be like is important to see.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was an impressive practice,
yes.
right? Like I told you the drill where they're running the three, like people are going like, what? I mean, people were getting jacked
That's
up.
Tight.
Music was going the whole. They were playing this. You would love this. It was like 70s and 80s R&B, you know,
like Earth, Wind and Fire,
Fire, Michael Jackson, like all this stuff. Like everybody was just like grooving out there. It was amazing. People loved it, and they usually don't do that,
right?
So that was cool. The other thing I'll say, like that they did, which was I really appreciate, is they've done this now another time too, but like they had all the lettermen come for a lunch before the practice. So there was probably called 100 former lettermen that come in with their families. The kids are in the Hawks.
Oh, that's great.
Running
around,
on the field.
Yeah.
They're doing sprints. You know, we're eating barbecue. And then Frost comes in, you know, says a couple words, comes around, says hi, shakes everybody's hands.
That just makes a big difference.
Lets everybody know that, you know, that he wants him a part of the program. I got to talk to T.O. again. Yes, I hadn't seen T.O. in years.
Yeah.
So Tom Osborne, he's, you know,
yeah,
talking about he's just excited to do some hunting and fishing. And
see, that's he's the man.
But he's just such a great guy. But
so overall, great day.
Great day.
Great
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was, I mean, you and I said we were shooting for 45 minutes. We're at 46, my man.
I think we've never been more time efficient.
What was more efficient, the practice yesterday or the recap pod of the practice?
No doubt in my mind, today's recap pod by a mile.
I mean, this was good. I'm not going to lie. I feel good about what we just did there.
I think Honus hitting somebody back on Tuesday is my favorite thing I've heard in a long time.
I look forward to our recap pods of when Honus lays someone out. I'm looking forward to
them. Oh, my gosh. Now, see, this is the great. Like, when these things, these moments
these
happen,
things now.
We get to wait till something happens so we can just say, it's Tuesday. And Honus.
Someone make a little, you know, a meme of just Honus's face and then just something like knocking your ass into last Tuesday.
Knock your ass into last Tuesday.
That's what Will Honus does, okay?
Oh,
and that's clearly what a lot of those secondary guys do, too. I like it. All right, Bo Rude, we'll get out of here before we say anything else stupid. I appreciate you. We'll do a wine pod soon. We also need to have a pod about you becoming a father here in the very new future as
yes.
well. We probably need to fire up a mailbag. We've got a lot of stuff you and I are going to be doing. But get home to your wife, okay?
The baby may be coming.
The baby may be coming at any minute. All right. All right, my thanks to Pella. If you're thinking about a new window or a new door, now is the time. Check them out online on the web at PellaOmaha.com. That's PellaOmaha.com. And my thanks to my good friends at Runza. Best fries on the planet. Great burgers. Cheese Runza. Delicious. The food is simply fantastic. Runza makes it all better.
A Huda Media Production.